So I have a feeling you might learn something new about Pinterest today, because I sure did as I got to know Jana Osofsky, and so I brought her to the podcast today to help us with all things Pinterest. So let's jump in.
Welcome to the Course Creators HQ podcast, helping you navigate the latest techniques for creating and marketing online courses. And now, here is your host, Julie Hood.
So this is a fun episode. I decided to resurrect an old interview that I did with Jana Osofsky about Pinterest, and I thought you might enjoy hearing it again because of a couple things. First off, for the Course Profits Workshop this week, we're also talking to Jana. So if you haven't signed up for that yet, make sure you do. Go to the link in the show notes so that you can get on the list for that. And then secondly, I want to make sure you know about the mini course magic that's happening on Saturday, April 27th, 2024. Or you can check the link. I'm doing this repeatedly, so if you're listening to this later, you can see when the next date is. But it's one of my very, very favorite workshops for helping you get going with a mini course. The hosting is free. There's some AI tools to help you if you're struggling with your content. And it's just a really quick way to give you a mini course that you can share on your phone. It's specifically designed for mobile. So it's going to be a great workshop. And you can either join us for the live session or you can get the replay so that you can jump in and have a mini course ready in a couple hours. So check out those two things if you have not yet. The Course Profits Workshop signups, they're about to end, so make sure you get on that list. And then the Mini Course Magic Workshop that's happening on Saturday, I'd love to have you come join us or catch the replay, either one. Okay, so now let's jump in with Jana, get the scoop on Pinterest. She shares some really cool things that I did not know about Pinterest that I think you will love. Plus, she also gives us some behind the scenes sorts of things. And the one thing I will say, we did this recording back when we were both very, very busy on Clubhouse. We're not anymore. Unfortunately, it still makes me so sad, the death of Clubhouse. So we do other things now, and like the Course Profits Workshop and some other, I'm going to be in her audio summit. So we're still working together. We just aren't doing Clubhouse, so you can skip those parts if you hear those in the replay. Enjoy. I hope you get some good ideas on how to use Pinterest, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm so excited to get to bring Jana to you today. She has some incredible knowledge and many, many years of using Pinterest, and she's going to share her secrets with us today. So make sure that you follow her on her socials, follow her on social media, come connect with her on Clubhouse and get going, because I really do think that Pinterest can be a whole nother long-term strategy for you so that your content is out there. One of my big questions, I'm going to do an episode about this for you, is how many things am I doing that are immediate, current, and how many things am I doing that are long-term, forever, and balancing that out. And Pinterest can be that long-term for you. So let's get going. Oh my goodness, gang, this is going to be so much fun. And it's actually been in the works for a while. I have Jana Osofsky here with us today, and she's the Pinterest queen. And I'm so thrilled because we have been talking about Pinterest for ages now, and I've been wanting to share her with you because her stuff is so good. I looked and got through her course, and it is amazing, all about using Pinterest to help you sell your courses. So Jana, welcome. So glad you could be here today. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And I love how you help course creators when they're trying to find their audience. Like, that's a big, big question. So if you don't mind, let's kind of jump in, and then as we go, we'll talk about like what you've done and how you've gotten here and all those kinds of things. But
sure,
if somebody's thinking about Pinterest and they're like, is this for me? What would be the first thing you would say to them as they're thinking about it?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of people, when they think about whether or not their course could sell using Pinterest, or if they could sell more of their courses and build more of an audience for their courses on Pinterest, they wonder about what their course is about and whether it's something that people are even looking for on Pinterest. Like sometimes I'll hear that show up as someone saying, well, I think Pinterest is really for recipes or crafts and my course isn't about that. So I would say one of the first things to think about is don't assume that what your course is about isn't being searched on Pinterest, because the platform has actually grown tremendously over the last, you know, few years, really 4 or 5 years. It's like tripled in size a few years ago over the course of a couple of years. And people are searching for all kinds of things around all types of basically self-improvement things. So things to help them make their lives and their businesses better in one way or another. So chances are, if you have a course that's helping somebody with anything related to, you know, the big three, health, wealth, relationships in some way or another, or even hobbies, just about anything that your course is about, it's probably being searched on Pinterest. And there's probably a place for you to be able to get on there and get in front of people who are searching, because it's a search engine, you know, for the things that your course helps with and the problems that your courses solve. So that would be my first thing. And just to use Pinterest to actually go in and use it as a tool to find out if people are searching for your thing. And they probably are. So that would be my first tip, would be to just jump right in and start looking to see if your thing is being searched, on the platform.
Okay, so we have got to dig into the search engine concept here. Sure. I heard you say this actually early on when I met you, and I was like, wait, Pinterest is a search engine? Because yeah, that is a completely different concept for us as course creators, because mm-hmm, I have always thought of it as a social media type mm-hmm of website. It came out about the same time as a lot of the others. So search engine, explain to me what you mean by that and why that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, and that's so common. A lot of people do think of Pinterest as another social media channel. And in some ways it looks a little bit like maybe, you know, like Instagram. So people tend to kind of confuse it with that, or not confuse it, but kind of lump it in, I guess I should say, with that. But it actually works very, very differently than social media does. It works really differently in terms of how users use it. And it works very differently in terms of how we as marketers would use it to reach our audiences and our ideal course students, people who would be perfect, you know, fit students for our courses. So if you think about it from the user perspective, users go to Pinterest and they go searching for ideas and inspiration. And they very often will actually type something into the search bar and look for ideas and inspiration. And when Pinterest gives them those ideas and inspiration that they're asking for by typing something into the search bar, Pinterest doesn't give them like the pins or posts based on recency, like what people added recently to the platform, like you would see if you were looking for something on social media in your feed. But instead, Pinterest serves up what Pinterest believes is the best answer or the best, most inspiring and helpful pins for that search query. So if that sounds a little bit familiar, like maybe it sounds like how people use Google or YouTube, you're correct in thinking that, because Pinterest actually is the third largest search engine on the internet. So it's Google, then YouTube, then Pinterest. So essentially, people use it that way. And then we as marketers, and Pinterest also, by the way, will show people things based on what they searched last week and what they searched yesterday and what boards they have. So there's other pieces of our behavior as users that help Pinterest understand what pins to show to us. But at its core, it's a search engine, right? In the sense that people go looking for things and then Pinterest says, here are some things that are what you're looking for. And so as marketers, we have to use it that way, which essentially means we really need to have a keyword strategy and use keywords. And then there are also some kind of like secret-ish kind of benefits to using Pinterest because it's a search engine that you don't get on social media. So we can talk about that a little bit, but there's some really, you know, good things to, there's some really good benefits to your course business from being on a search engine in addition to social media channels.
I love this. And it's actually part of the direction that I want to take some of my own content this year is a little mm-hmm bit away from the, oh, this is only going to last 24 hours and hopefully people will see it, into the more longer lasting kind of things.
Yes.
So I'm excited mm-hmm about that being how it works. So go ahead, if you don't mind, and dig in a little bit to what you were just saying about how that's better for us.
Yeah, for sure. So I never say you should just do Pinterest and not social media, because I think social media plays an important role in our businesses and in our content strategy to get in front of the right people. However, I do think a lot of people focus too much on social media and don't take the time to invest in getting their content onto a platform like Google, like YouTube, like Pinterest, that is a searchable platform. And I kind of liken it to like a sailboat versus a rowboat, where if your business is a rowboat and you're just doing social media, right? You're just showing up on Instagram. You're just showing up on Clubhouse. Those are great places to get in front of your audience. Don't get me wrong. I love both of them. Facebook, Twitter, whatnot. But those are very much like rowing platforms where you're rowing the boat, you know, because you're showing up every day or every other day or whatnot, and you're creating content. But then if you stop rowing the boat will stop. And the reason for that really is kind of what you were saying, is that like people, like if you stop creating content, then other people's content will now be at the top of the feed. And that's a little bit of an oversimplification, but it pretty much still works that way on social media, right? On most channels. Whereas if you have a sailboat for your business, or I would even like to say like a rowboat that has a sail, so you get to do a little of each, then when you, you know, need to focus more on big projects in your business or client work or just resting and being with family or whatnot, you can put up the sail and, you know, catch the wind and your boat will still move forward. And I think of the search engines like that, in the sense that when people search for things, even if you didn't post it yesterday or last week, people, if your content is really the best answer to someone's question, right? Or the best piece of inspiration, or among the best pieces of inspiration that that platform has to offer for that search, even if you added that piece of content a year ago, 3 years ago, 4 months ago, whatever it is, even 5 years ago, I have pins that show up in people's feeds all the time that I created 5 years ago. I created them once and they're giving me passive visibility every single week, every single day in some cases. So that's more of like the sailboat, I need to finish my coffee, where, you know, we have that opportunity to get discovered by people more on autopilot. So there's more passive visibility. And again, my philosophy is I think we should pair these two things. I think we should have some rowing platforms and some sailing platforms. So for me, Pinterest is one of the sailing platforms. And I think everybody should be on at least one of the sailing platforms. So that's my philosophy.
Yes, I love how you put that. And are there a rowing platform that you say you would think kind of matches well with Pinterest if we're trying to decide where to play?
Yeah.
Is there one that you like, or not necessarily?
I would say not necessarily. You know, I like how you teach things, truly. I love listening to you teach, as you know, because I am often doing so. And one of the things I really like about what you say is really choosing platforms that feel fun to you and feel aligned for you. And I don't think that there needs to necessarily be a particular one to pair with Pinterest, but if, you know, if something feels fun, then it can be part of your suite.
Yeah.
Or your stack.
Once you start creating content, you can repurpose it all over. And I know
that's true. Yeah.
Anybody that's on Clubhouse, you should come to Clubhouse, because Jana does so many amazing rooms on Clubhouse. So Make sure you come over. I will put the link in the show notes to your Clubhouse account so that they can come follow you and seek you out on there, because your rooms are so good. That's actually how we first met, because I came across one of your rooms and I was like, oh my goodness, she knows so much about this. I've got to get her get connected, because you not only do you know it, like you teach it well, because sometimes those don't always go together. Wow. So, and
thank you. And right back at you. You're an incredible teacher on Clubhouse and in all places as well. And as you know, anytime I get a chance to jump into your rooms and hear new insights about creating courses, selling courses, because that's what I do too, I'm there.
So, yes. You're so a great teacher. Let's tell everybody about that too, because I know you've got these courses. So let's talk about them a little bit. Mm-hmm. The first one is Pinterest with Purpose.
Right.
And so who should jump into that one? What do they learn? Kind of tell us, give us the scoop.
Yeah. So I created Pinterest with Purpose for people who are really new to Pinterest, or people who have been kind of trying to do Pinterest, but they don't really get it. And a lot of times that goes hand in hand with not being consistent, because if you don't get it and it's confusing to you, which it often is for people because it's not social media and people are like a little vexed by how this works. They try to apply their social media strategy and they're like, wait a minute, this isn't working. So then that feeds into like not being consistent because you're not really sure what you're doing. You don't feel confident. So you're not consistent. So it's really for people who are either new to Pinterest, like brand new, and they just are Pinterest curious and they're hearing these things from maybe, you know, someone in their mastermind is using Pinterest to get clients, or someone in, you know, Clubhouse that they hang out with is using Pinterest to sell their courses. And they're like, how does this work? Or someone who is already trying it, but just isn't, you know, quite getting it. And it's really my like step-by-step system that I used for 6 years plus with clients to set up Pinterest profiles that have a purpose. So a lot of people think about Pinterest as kind of being pretty. And so the idea with Pinterest with purpose is teaching you how to use it to make money, really, is what it's about. It's using it for a purpose, to grow your business. So yeah, that's what it's all about. And it really helps you, takes you from not understanding how Pinterest works at all, really, to having a fully optimized setup profile that's ready for you to start pinning and seeing results with. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, and for everybody who's listening, I tried to do this on my own before I knew about Jana, and it failed miserably. So I'm so excited because I'm going to use your course and your lessons, and I'll come back and let you guys know how it goes, but I'm looking forward to doing it right this time.
Yeah. And that's really what it is. It's a step-by-step methodology. And it includes a lot of like a good deep dive on keyword research, which I know a lot of people don't think is the sexy part, you know, of Pinterest or any platform for that matter. But the results that you can get if you really do know how to do keyword research and you apply it properly are like super sexy, right? So it's not as hard as people think it is, and it's not as boring, believe it or not. Most people, when they dive into my course, they realize that keyword research isn't hard, that you just need a method to follow. And then you're like, oh, okay, right? And then also they realize that the keyword research is very clarity inducing for them as well. It helps them really understand their ideal audience, because doing keyword research is essentially finding out what your ideal audience wants and is looking for. So that is just part of the course, but it's the part I would say that I think is one of the parts that I get the best feedback on from people. So that's part of it.
Well, and anytime you can dig into what your folks are wanting, what your people need, like that is gold. So that's going to be really good. And so I know you have a free web class that we're going to share with everyone. Yeah. And that, tell us what that's called and how we can jump in. And I'll put the link in the show notes too. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called, it's my free masterclass, my free Pinterest marketing masterclass. And it's called The 5 Secrets for Using Pinterest to Grow Your Audience on Autopilot and Get Clients and Buyers. So it's really specifically, and you asked this and I didn't really answer it, for online coaches, service-based businesses, course creators, digital product sellers, basically like knowledge-based entrepreneurs. So there are a lot of different people who do well with Pinterest. But those are my people. That's who I teach. And I teach strategies that are, and I've worked with clients over the years who do it that way. And so I teach strategies that work for those people. So it's not really for like e-commerce sellers, for example. A lot of people create Pinterest education for e-commerce sellers. That's not me. I'm really helping the knowledge-based entrepreneurs, including, of course, course creators. So yeah, it's The 5 Secrets for Using Pinterest to Grow Your Audience on Autopilot and Get Clients. And the 5 secrets really are the things that I think are important for you to know. A lot of them roll right up to this idea that Pinterest is a search engine. And okay, now we know it's a search engine, but like, what do we do about that? How do we do things differently? And how do we set it up in a way that that works at, because it's a search engine, so that we're not like rowing, now I'm mixing my metaphors, but trying to row upstream, you know? So people who take that free masterclass, it's an opportunity to just dip your toe in for free, learn from me, the Pinterest 101 basics. It's very meaty and actionable. And a lot of people, you know, walk away with like basic knowledge about how Pinterest works and how to use it that they just didn't have any idea about before. So, I get great feedback on it, and I hope a lot of people will think about jumping in and taking it. It's free. So why not?
It's free. Yeah. I'm going to send all of my students that I'm helping with their marketing. I'm going to say, you guys got to go watch this and get started, because the biggest thing that I think that you taught me about Pinterest is the fact that the stuff is going to live on and on and on. And yeah, I know that
it's beautiful.
Yeah. And when people are just getting started, I know that's not one of the things that they really think about initially. It's more like, oh, how do I find my people? How do I find them? But once you get into it for a while, then you start recognizing like, oh, I've been working so hard at all of this. What's going to last and keep helping me ongoing?
Yes.
So that's really good. A couple other like technical things that I wanted to ask you about before we have to finish, but do we need to pay for tools? If we're going to use Pinterest, is it going to be like, do we need to pay for anything extra? Can we just use the Pinterest platform?
No, I teach organic strategies, meaning, you know, not ads. Ads can have a place in people's business, but that's not where I think, you know, is a good place to get started with Pinterest. And as far as like doing the keyword research that I teach, we use free tools that are available right inside of Pinterest for keyword research.
Awesome.
In fact, there are actually no legitimate third-party tools that you can buy that legitimately give you anything that you can't get for free right on Pinterest in terms of keyword research, because Pinterest has not opened its API to any third-party tools. There are no like softwares or anything like that. And as far as scheduling software, you could use a scheduling software if you want, like a low-cost one. But I don't, and I don't teach people to do that because I really, the cadence or the number of pins that you need to pin every week is much lower than it used to be with Pinterest, if that makes sense. So the best practice is really only one or two pins per day maximum. And so if you're doing that, you can actually use the native scheduler in Pinterest, which is free. There might be some benefits to paying for a $15 a month scheduling software. You might already have one that you're using that works for Pinterest, and you could do that. But that's, I personally, for my own business and for my clients, what I recommend to students is just to use the native scheduler, which is free.
Good. Oh, I'd like to hear that. One less expense on the list. So awesome.
Yeah.
And how would you compare this? Let's say if I'm trying to figure out which playground I want to be in and I'm thinking about Facebook ads, how would you compare Pinterest to doing Facebook ads?
Yeah. So they're really, I mean, kind of apples and oranges, right? But Facebook ads are going to be a lot faster. And really any ads, you know, if you do YouTube ads or even Pinterest ads for that matter, you could potentially see faster growth. But just like with any ads, that comes with the trade-off of obviously paying for it and having to take the time to get the ads right and the creative right and whatnot. But it also comes with the trade-off of having an audience that might be a little bit colder. So I think that both, you know, can play a role in people's businesses, but I'd say comparing and contrasting, Pinterest is a little bit more of a slow burn and it's organic. And you're not going to see fast results like you would see if you were to turn on Facebook ads that are already optimized. It can take time to get those ads optimized, but if you have them and they're optimized and you switch them on, you'll see results right away. Pinterest is not the kind of platform where if you're doing it organically, you're going to get on there and you're going to see results right away. It does take time to build and snowball over time.
Right.
But I love that about it, because the nature of that snowball is that over time, your process gets easier and your results get bigger. So it's like this like inverted kind of, you know, curve or whatnot, where, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, things are going to be a lot easier than they are now for your account. And you're going to be seeing snowballing results. So better and better results over time. If you're consistent, you have to be consistent with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, and just for a lot of my listeners, I know just the trade-off of, do I pay for this or can I do this without having to pay for it? That can make a big difference for some of the folks. So that might be
absolutely
part of the decision too. So two things. First one, any last piece of advice that you would give for course creators as they're thinking about jumping into Pinterest, like anything you would leave us with?
I would just say that I mean, we didn't really talk about like repurposing content at all, but if you're working hard to create content on any other platforms, Pinterest is a great repurposing platform. And I always say to people, like, yes, it takes a little bit of extra time to take your content and repurpose it, whether that's, Instagram reels, TikToks, blog posts, whatever it is, and get it onto Pinterest. It does. It takes a little bit of extra time, and we want to do it in a way that's like classy and platform appropriate and strategic. But if you are creating great content and you don't put it on Pinterest, if someone searches for your thing on Pinterest, which they probably are, they're not going to find you. And I know it sounds simple, but I was using this as an example the other day. I worked with a sleep coach recently, a person who helps people get better sleep. And I was saying, if people are on Pinterest and they're searching for fall asleep faster, which they are, if your content's not on there, they can't find you. And it was like this
Right.
kind of simple idea, but it kind of clicked for her, and she was like, you're right. And that was, part of what motivated her to kind of keep going. So get your content on there because people are probably searching for it, and you can verify that they are by jumping into Pinterest and doing a little bit of looking around. And I show people how to do that, or how a couple of my past clients and students have done that in the masterclass. So if you
Oh, good.
Yeah, if you enroll in the masterclass, that's like one of the five secrets is like how to see if people are searching for your thing.
Oh,
So if you
perfect.
find that they are, then use that as motivation to remember that if they search for your thing and your stuff isn't there, they won't find you.
That sounds so obvious, but it really, when you think about it that way, that you really can make sure you're showing up. And I have always thought, and I'm curious if you feel this way too, it's easier to take good stuff that you've already created and repurpose it than it is to constantly be coming up with new good stuff.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
So, and you can hire some of that out a little bit. So, I should probably
Yeah,
have you
yeah.
back to talk about how we can do that sometime. So.
Yeah. If you're creating especially like short form video content, but also blog content, really any content, podcast episodes, that is a great way to delegate Pinterest in the long term, because you can hire someone to take that content and follow a process that you set up to translate that content and get it onto Pinterest. So once you have that process set up, you could certainly delegate that for sure. So,
And I know you were coaching me around this too, and I agree with you. Like, I need to understand it and go through it first, and then have my person helping me. So,
yeah.
I think that could work, as opposed to unless you get somebody that's specifically a Pinterest guru, as opposed to I
Right.
was talking about just using my regular VA
Yeah.
and jumping her, trying to get her to help me. She
Right,
doesn't know
right.
the strategy and stuff.
Exactly. And I know it's a whole conversation for another day, but there, I do see people make the mistake of thinking that they can have somebody internally who's a VA or a social media manager who doesn't yet know Pinterest just go ahead and set Pinterest up and do the Pinterest part of, their visibility. But because it's so different than social media, that doesn't typically work. There needs to be some education around how it works first. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us the second thing. What's your Pinterest account so we can go follow you?
Yeah, my handle's the same on just about all platforms, I think. So it's at Jana O Media. So it's Jana, and then my last initial of my name, O. My last name is Osofsky, so I go by Jana O. And then Media, Media, because I'm a media company. So Jana O Media, and I'm at that handle on Pinterest as well as Instagram and Clubhouse and
Awesome.
Facebook. And yeah.
Well, and I will put the links in the show notes so y'all
Great.
can go follow and stuff too. And
Yeah.
definitely take the free webinar. It's gonna get you started and get you pointed in the right direction. So you don't do like
Yeah.
me and do it wrong first, and then let's do
Yeah.
it right to begin with.
And it's so normal. So many people who are listening to this are probably relating really hard to that, because so many people that I hear from went into Pinterest. They heard somebody else was using it in their niche or whatnot, so they jumped in and started setting it up, and they were kind of like, how does this work? So it's so normal. But yeah, the free masterclass that I offer is going to just change all of that, really honestly, for anyone who's confused about it. It's going to make things a lot more clear. So.
Perfect. And make sure they come catch you on Clubhouse, because I know you get into a lot of good stuff. Yes, we like to do rooms together.
And us together, yeah.
Yeah, so both of those. So come find us. So thank you so much, Deanna, for doing this podcast episode. I appreciate it. Can't wait to share it with everybody. So thank you.
Thank you.
So I hope we intrigued you to think about Pinterest and how it could be a part of your promotion strategy, a part of how you find your students, and just jumping in to see a little bit more with Jana's masterclass. You'll be shocked at how much you get from that. So the link is in the show notes, and grab that course so that you can get started, at least know yes or no if maybe Pinterest could be a good place for you to play. So thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you again next week. Take care.